The last 2-3 months of 2019, I've been in a season of reflection. It started near the end of October, and just reflecting on where I'm at, but mostly where the church is at. And honestly, it's been quite concerning where not just City Gate, but just the church, the corporate church is at. And reflecting on the new year coming up, 2020. And so I began bracing myself for all the, for lack of a better word, for all the cheesy prophecies that I knew were going to start happening. Because, as you know, the year 2020 is just perfect for all kinds of prophetic words, isn't it? Like 2020, perfect vision, clarity, double vision, double anointing, double rainbow. God knows we have a double promise of His rainbow. What does it mean? It's an inside joke. But so I was bracing myself for all these prophecies coming up. On social media, the internet, everything. And I'm trying to sort through and reflect. God, what are you saying in the year 2020? And help me to set aside all the all the other stuff that's coming up that's easy to prophesy. But help me to hear and to see what you are saying for the year 2020. And then I saw this on Facebook. All those prophetic words you're posting on Facebook, I don't know about half of them. Sign God. And that caught my attention. And right or wrong, it got my attention. And it instantly took me to this passage of Scripture. And I don't want you to think that I'm going to be really hitting you over the head as far as repentance this morning. But it's a passage that has been used, and it's in Revelation chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. And Jesus, it's the revelation of Jesus. Jesus is speaking to the church in Ephesus, and he's saying this. These things says he, Jesus, who holds the 7 stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the 7 golden lampstands, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience, and have labored for my name's sake, and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. So I just want you to set aside every message you've heard from this passage of Scripture, and I don't want you to feel condemned or anything, but I do want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church this morning, and for the year 2020. And not just the year 2020, it's the beginning of a new year, but it's also the beginning of a new decade, 10 years. And I believe that the changes that we make in the year 2020 will have an impact for 10 years of our life, for 10 years of the church. So I want you to just set aside all the other sermons you've heard on repentance, and don't take on a condemnation, but take on a conviction of what God is saying. Would you do that for me? I don't want you to feel whatever. So, that Greek, that word first, it's actually a Greek word called protos, P-R-O-T-O-S. And what that means It means first, foremost, or the first one. So what Jesus is saying when he's saying, you've left your first love, and he wants you to go back and do the first works. The first works are the first thing we should be above all else is loving Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying. Go back to the first thing. Go back to that time where God called you and love him. That's what Jesus is referring to when he says, you've left your first love and you're doing all these good things. But I want you to stop, take stock, and I want you to go back to where I called you in the first place. I believe we're in a season where we have to go back before we can go forward. We need to go back and reset some things, rekindle some things, return to some things. And so my first point is reset your first love. Reset something. And what does reset mean? It means reset. It means do something that you had done in the beginning. Reset something. And I know I'm the last person to be using this as an example, but I can't think of any other example right now. When you bake a cake, I know I'm the last person to be talking about baking because that's so far out of my element. But when you bake a cake, just humor me, okay? And it comes out flat, or it comes out burnt. To fix that cake, unless it's not cooked, but to fix that cake, you don't put that flat cake that's burnt, you don't put it back in the oven. I mean, you could, but that's not what you should do. What you should do is start over. You should go back and make sure that you've put all the ingredients in that cake. Okay? Maybe you forgot something. What's that thing that raises cakes? Is it yeast? Maybe you forgot to put yeast in that cake. Oh, it's a baking powder. Okay. Baking powder. I knew that. But you go, my point is, you go back and you make sure you have all the ingredients. And Bernadette just keeps killing me when she posts all these recipes on Facebook with those beautiful pictures. It's like, you're killing me. But anyways, you go back and you reset something from the beginning. And I believe God is saying, if you will go back and reset your first love for me. I got you all smiling now. Go back and start over with the original ingredients. And I will bake you the best cake you've ever seen. But it has to be based on some ingredients. And the main ingredient is first love. You know, when I first became a Christian, the question that God confronted me with by his love was, it wasn't, you nasty person, you've done all these things, and how could you? In fact, when I first came across some Christians, we went on this trip, and they were all saved, and I wasn't even saved. And I thought, honestly, I thought I had to have all my stuff together and then come to God. And they said, no, you got it backwards. You come to me with your mess, and you get cleaned up. And so God came to me, and he said, and he asked a question. He said, will you allow me to love you? Now think about that question. Will you allow me to love you? Because I had a real issue with that. And I remember being in this first meeting in this home. We would refer to it as a home group, but I didn't know what that was back then. It was just a bunch of people came to this house. And the leader started going around and hugging. And I'm going, okay, he's starting here. I'm down here. Well, he'll give up before he comes to me. Well, he started there, did a couple, and then he went straight to me. And I had my, I was sitting down. And I thought, I am not standing up. And he came right over and gave me a hug. And it was weird, but I hated it. I'm thinking, ugh, don't hug me. And yet, it was like God was asking this question. Will you allow me to love you? And I believe that is what God is saying in this season of reflection that I believe the church is to be in, is will you allow God, will you allow me, your Heavenly Father, to love you again, like I did back here when you first started the journey with me? And so I believe that's the question that God is asking us in 2020 is, will you allow me to love you again? Will you go back and do the first works? The first works of loving me back then. You know, we can make our best plans for 2020. And by January the 5th, they can be already messed up. But I believe if we set some things in order, and the first being that first love, when we begin to do those other disciplines, they will go further, because everything should be based on the foundation of our first love for Jesus. Amen? Once we have that in place, so if we stray too far away from that, we're going to get in trouble, and it's going to be very short-sighted. And I'm believing that we need to have this in place for 2020, our first love. Because life happens, doesn't it? Life throws us things that we never expected. We go through experiences that we never expected that we would be in. Situations we didn't think we would be processing, living out. And that's why it is so important, as Jesus says in Revelation, that if you have your first love in place, you can handle all those other things that life begins to throw at you. And every one of us, every one of us are going through, will go through, have gone through that we haven't processed. But the promise of God is, if you will put me first, if you will get your first love on with me, I'll walk through this with you. I'll walk by your side. I'll walk before you. I'll walk behind you. And we can face anything. And some of us have stopped allowing God to love us, whether it's because of shame, fear, failure, whatever. You fill in the blanks. But God is saying, if you will allow me to love you again, then you'll go through all those things just fine. But you know what they are. So it comes back to this. How is our first love doing? Do you need to reset it? That's my first point. Do you need to reset? Because if you reset your first love, you can face the mountains. If you reset your first love, you can face the giants. If you reset your first love, those giants are already dead. Amen. Amen. They're already dead. If you reset your love, your first love, you'll face any Goliath in your life, because you have that foundation in place. You have the proper ingredients in that spiritual cake. And it won't go flat. God's promise is your cake won't go flat. I will bake the best cake for your life. So reset your first love. Rekindle your first love. Again, I ask the question, what does rekindle mean? It's like a candle. Relight the candle. That wick was burning, that candle was burning, and maybe it's gone out. God is saying, rekindle, relight the fire of that flame, of that candle. And I believe, and it's not that when I was going through this season of reflection, October, November, especially December, it's not that I lost my first love, but it was like God was saying, coming to me, take it higher, take it deeper, go further, okay? Do that, do all those things. You know, I have my quiet times in the morning. I also have my quiet times before I'm drifting off to sleep. And honestly, the most richest, is that a word? The most honest times have been when I'm drifting off to sleep. My most honest times with God. Because sometimes at the end of the day, your mind doesn't want to shut off, does it? I don't know about you, sometimes my mind will not shut off. And I have the added thing of hissing and ringing in my ears. But so when I'm in bed, I'm having a conversation that is different than my conversation in the morning with God. My conversation is, God, thank you that you love me regardless. Thank you that you are in control, regardless of what I see. And so, but God was saying, okay, I want you to take that higher. I want you to take that first love deeper. And I believe that is what he's calling the church, to go deeper and go further. You know, New Year's Eve, we had the New Year's party here. And the old guy stayed till 12 midnight. I know. Give me a hand, eh? It is amazing. But then I went home and I crashed until 1:30, 2 o'clock, the phone rang. I was in such a deep sleep that I'm slamming my alarm clock thinking my alarm clock is going off and it's the phone ringing. And I don't know who the culprit is, but whoever did some of the decorations, the furnace kicked in, and some of the twirly things set off the security alarm. And so I'm awake, finally, around 2. And I thought, if they want to steal that drum kit, they can go ahead. We have insurance for that. Sorry, that's what I was thinking. And then I went in the next morning at 7 o'clock. And so I come in, I'm thinking, okay. Anybody hiding in here? But you know, God is saying, it's time for us to go directly to Him. I'm quite disturbed, actually, at some of the posts that I'm seeing on social media. And it's almost borderline charismatic witchcraft, where God is saying, don't run here, don't run there for a word, but run to me for a word. Is that good? Go to him. You know, even New Year's Eve, they had a pop-up psychic meeting at one of the businesses downtown. And there were mediums and psychics. And you could go New Year's Eve and get a word for the year 2020. You could get some direction and a word for the year 2020. And I'm all for the prophetic word and prophecy. I'm a big supporter of that. But when this popped up, this group, and of course they charge for their words. They charged a lot for their words for the year, to get a word for year 2020. And God is saying, we need to be more disciplined and going to Him first. We need to be developing our first love in a way that we have lost. And I'm guilty, but I believe the church has been guilty of running here and running there and saying, instead of God saying, would you come to me? Do your first works that I have said in my word. Come back to me and I will give you a word. I will give you a word that will change your life forever. I will give you a word that will impact your life and those around you in ways that you could never imagine. So, as part of this season of reflection, I've been reading this book called The Practice of the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence. Has anybody ever seen this book? Yeah. When I first became a Christian, someone gave this book to me to read. And it so impacted my life that I was just stunned that I could have this relationship with God just by communing, just by talking, just by being honest. And so I've been reading through this book again. And I want to put this out to you guys. If you would like a copy of this book, let me know. We'll get a list going. And I think the book costs $6 or whatever. And you don't have to pay. But I want you to, if you want the book, I don't want you just buying or getting this book. But there's a responsibility. And I want you to go through this book as a devotional, along with the Bible, of course. But it again brought me back to my first love in a way that I remembered back. For me, it was, I don't know, early 70s. But just let me know if you're interested. And we'll put together an order for you. So number three, repent. Return to your first love. And that word repent, you know, we have romanticized that word. We have used it in a condemning way. We have said things, posted things about repenting. And I am all for repenting. But I'm not for the spirit behind people saying that. I'm not for using it as a weapon. I'm not for it putting people down. But aren't you glad for the gift of repentance? That repentance, that just simply means stop going in the direction that you're going and turn around and go in the opposite direction. That's it in a nutshell, repentance. And Jesus is saying, I want you to repent. I want you to return to your first love. And we all remember when we first came to Him. Some of us, it was more dramatic than others. But I fear that we have drifted away a little bit. And in the season that we're going into, we're going to need that first love. Okay? The church in Australia, they're going to need that first love to get through what they're going through right now. And, you know, we look outside and there's snow and you think, fire, how can I relate to that? We will have other fires in our life. You will have other fires in your life. And you may not have, and I've never ever, I didn't even know what this was, but the temperatures are so dry and so hot that they're having fire tornadoes that are just erupting and going across the land. Has anybody ever heard of fire tornadoes? I haven't. But it's incredible what's going on. But we will have our fires too. Because God loves us as much as He loves Australia. Okay? And so we're going to go through some fires. And that's why it is so important that we return to our first love, that we repent. Stop going in the direction we've been going. Turn around and go back to God. Here's what I believe. 2020 is the year to go backwards before we can go forwards. And you all know what I mean by that. Return to what was and add the right ingredients to the cake in order to go forward. Only Jesus knows what we will face in the year 2020. Okay? We don't know, but He does. And if we have our first love firmly in place, we can face all those things. I know we can. And we can walk through those things together as a family. God doesn't want us to walk through some of those things on our own. But that's why He's provided a family, to walk through them together. Are you okay with that? I believe the season is for us to really be more intentional about doing some things. So we got reset your first love, rekindle your first love, repent, return to your first love. Do we have a greater or weaker sense of our need for God now? You don't have to answer that question, but I want you to think about that. Are you cooler towards God? Are you less passionate about God than you once were? And again, I just want to leave that with you to think about. And I'm just going to read a couple of these verses again. God says, I know your works. I know your patience. And I know that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you've persevered and have patience. God recognizes all these things, and they're all good. And you've labored. Oh, the church has labored. Yes, good and not so good. And have not become weary. But Jesus is saying, nevertheless, you've left your first love. And so, from where you have fallen, He's saying, go back to your first love. And aren't you glad, first of all, that for the gift of repentance, but aren't you glad that no matter where you are in this journey, you can always go back? God is saying, it doesn't matter where you are now. Just come back to me. We'll make things right. Just come back. We'll make things right. And go do the first works. And that is the first and foremost is loving me. And I'll work all these other things out. I want to introduce a song. And I purposely use the song with lyrics. Because I want you to grasp the words of this song. But most of all, I want you to feel the vocals in this song. And I want you to hear God as He speaks to you. So, Joe, if you would...
I remember when I was young, and your voice shouting loud my name. And since that moment, I haven't heard it quite that way. Well, now that I'm old, could you say it again? Oh. I remember I was afraid, and all the hands I felt sleep away. And for the first time in my life, I felt safe.
known it from the start. And there's no space between the heaven and my heart.
Playing that song regularly for last 2 months in the morning. I love the sound of his vocals. He sings two other songs, You Are My Champion and Come Alive Dry Bones. This is the season, this is my favorite by far, but the other two are great too. But let me end with this. And I've shared this with you before. The last great awakening that the church has had and that the world has had was back in the early 70s with the Jesus movement. We've had revivals and renewals since, but we have never had an awakening since that time that impacted all facets of society, that went worldwide, that didn't even start in the church, started outside, because awakening impacts the society as well. And that's when you know it's a true great awakening. And we have not had one since the early 70s. We stand at the beginning of the year 2020. And as I said, we also are standing at the beginning of a new decade, 10 years. And I believe what the decisions that you and I make for the year 2020 will go forward 10 years. For some of us, it will even go further. But the decisions that we make, I believe, will have a 10-year impact. And I'm prophetically speaking now. That 10-year period, the decisions that we make this year will have a 10-year impact on our life. And I see the church standing on the edge of a cliff. And God is saying to the church, are you going to fall or are you going to fly? And I hear him saying to you and I, as we are standing on the edge of this cliff, are you going to fall or are you going to fly with me? We all know the right answer, but God wants an honest answer. Okay? And it brought back, when God prophetically started speaking to me in this about the cliff, it brought back to me a dream that I had when I was first saved. I desired to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. And up to this point, I had only been saved, I think, 9 months. And I wanted the gift of speaking in tongues. So I had this dream, and in the dream, Jesus was standing on the edge of this cliff. And I remember it clear as even today. And his shadow was so huge that it covered the whole Okanagan Valley, and that's where I was living at the time. But his shadow, he was impacted and just was so large that it covered the whole Okanagan Valley. And I remember in the dream, people were working, and suddenly they stopped and they looked up. And as the shadow was coming across, some were terrified, some were screaming, and many were excited. And that dream was so dramatic that I suddenly woke up yelling, speaking in tongues. That's how I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. I know that's pretty weird, but that's how I ended up speaking in tongues, in that this dream woke me up and I'm just yelling, speaking in tongues. And that's how I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So God is saying, even as I was praying last night, he said, you know that new roof that's on the building? God is saying, Father is saying, that new roof is your first love for my Jesus, and it will cover everything. It will cover your life. And he said this. And it will have a lifetime warranty. Unlike a roof. I don't know how many years warranty we have on the new roof. But God is saying, if you come back to your first love with Jesus, there's a lifetime warranty with that. So 2020, a year of being honest, a year of being genuine, a year, I believe, of being vulnerable. And God is saying, if you answer first to me, we'll work out all the other stuff. You know, the Apostle Paul never forgot his first love. And we know the story of his life, right? All the traumatic experiences he went through. And where he was shipwrecked and he was bit by the snake and he was beat up. All those things. What kept him going was his first love for Jesus. And he never forgot that. And what a lesson. What an example for you and I. This life that we're living now is preparation for eternity. It's preparation for our time in heaven. And so as we walk through all these things, God is preparing us for eternity. So I want to just end now. I think I've shared enough. Let's pray. I want to pray for you. Father, I thank you for the experience of that first love that we had through your Son, Jesus. I thank you, Father, that that new roof in the natural speaks spiritually of Jesus Christ covering us, covering me, covering your church. And I thank you, God, that the fires that come, there's a reason for them to burn away everything, the dross or whatever, to cause us just to come face to face with you, Jesus, and just love on you and say, thank you, God, for the gift of repentance. Thank you, Lord, for calling us. Thank you, Lord, for calling your church to a purpose. And Lord, I know that as we come back and as we again experience that first love, you will show us the place and the season that we are in right now, in the year 2020, and in 10 years too. In Jesus' name.